You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it has for your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Rudy Patel, the Director of Business Development at Beyond Green, a USA-based compostable product manufacturer focused on replacing all single-use plastic products in the market. Mr. Patel, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Of course.
So, Rudy, for starters, what does Beyond Green do or make? Let's start there today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Beyond Green originally started as a pet waste bag brand. So it's commonly known as biodegradable bags. And what we did was we noticed that, you know, a lot of people take their pets out on walks, dogs, on trails and such, and they'll pick up the waste and, you know, just sometimes leave the bags there. And it didn't make sense, right? Plastics remain in our environment for a long time. The waste itself would decompose. You're picking that up and just leaving it there defeats the purpose. So we came up with this patented material. It's made out of vegetable oil and maize flour, and it's certified to compost in a home setting or an industrial setting within 3 to 6 months. Because it is natural, it just gets simply eaten away by microorganisms or, you know, your earthy creatures. So that's how we got started. And from there on, we did more and more R&D with our material, and we were able to get into injection molding. So now we're, you know, manufacturing, whether that's urine specimen cups or, you know, literally any single-use plastic product that there is in the world, we are trying to replace with our material to, you know, help with this epidemic that's going on, which is plastic pollution globally.
And we can't thank you enough for the initiative. It is an epidemic without a question, and it's globally, unfortunately. What makes your compostable bags different from competitors in the market?
Sure. So right now there's a lot of greenwashing, as we like to call it, in our industry that's going on. You know, that's manufacturers taking plastic bags and simply adding a chemical called EPI to it. And what EPI does is when it's exposed to oxygen, it breaks it into micro fragments. That's not really compostable or, you know, biodegradable per se. All it is is taking a plastic bag, adding a chemical, and then breaking it into fragments. Now, those fragments are actually harder to clean up than the plastic bag itself, because now you got millions of them. Ours is actually natural and it's food-based. We don't have any chemicals in our products. Even our ink that goes on our bags is water-based. So because it is completely natural, it's literally just eaten away by organisms. And that's the main difference that we have for our products versus a lot of the manufacturers out there that are claiming that their products are so compostable.
And certainly appreciate all the details. Most helpful. Now, how long does it take for your bags to actually break down? Get into some of those details as well.
Depending on the environment that it is in, 3 to 6 months, you know, in a landfill where there's a lack of oxygen, you know, that lack of life, it could take upwards of 6 months. But, you know, if I were to bury it in my backyard that's, you know, in like rich soil, it would probably be gone in about 3 months.
And that's a lot quicker than I would have imagined. That's excellent news today. We're joined by Mr. Rudy Patel, the Director of Business Development at Beyond Green, a USA-based compostable product manufacturer focused on replacing all single-use plastic products in the market. And he's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, get into what certifications that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first certification we have is the USDA bio-based certification, and that certification states that our material has 35% bio-based ingredients, and the bio-based ingredients in our product is the corn or the maize flour. So 35% of our recipe is that corn. That's the first certification that we have. And then the second one we have is European standard. It falls under the EN13432, which is industrial compostability. So, you know, that's just stating that, you know, if our bag was to be tossed or given to a composting facility, that our bag would indeed compost. And then also under EN13432, we have the home compostability, which is new and has a higher standard. It's about 90% compostability. So 90% of your bag does have to compost, and that's in a home setting. So that's if I were to, you know, dig a hole in my backyard, toss the bag in there, will it disappear within the given time frame? And their lab tests require 3 to 6 months.
Lastly, and another question for you, what is your material actually made out of?
Sure. So the two main components in our material is the vegetable oil, so the glycerin, and then the maize flour. In addition, we use biodegradable polyester. So a mix of those three, and of course, the whole recipe's in there, the percentages, so on. But those three main components make up our material. And the cool thing is, the maize flour that we get, we're not taking it away from the environment. What's happening is when our, you know, manufacturer of our material, they have accounts with other companies that make, you know, like your cereal, your Frosted Flakes, and so on. So we take the byproducts of what's already being manufactured for food use, and we take the byproducts and we use that to make our material, which is then used for, you know, our bags or our molded articles.
Rudy, once again, we thank you for joining us on behalf of Beyond Green and what you're doing in the space, impacting locally and globally, and really appreciate your efforts and initiatives as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do a lot of philanthropic efforts as well. And, you know, for some of our products, every time we sell something, we plant a tree in the U.S. We also help the efforts of cleaning up the Five Guys on our planet. Our vision and mission is to help reduce, you know, as much plastic pollution as we can. But we can do everything. But, you know, we need everyone's help because, you know, every person makes a difference. And so if we could limit, you know, our day-to-day single-use plastic consumption, we're going to be in a cleaner place in the near future.
Rudy, again, on behalf of Beyond Green, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing and for joining us here today and for those concluding remarks. Where can listeners get all the details on Beyond Green and be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 4 websites, but our parent company, which is Beyond Green, is BYNDGRN.com. And if a listener would like to get in touch with me directly, my email is Rudy, R-U-D-Y, dot Patel, P-A-T-E-L, at BYNDGRN.com.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Patel, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show on EPN.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Rudy Patel, the Director of Business Development at Beyond Green, a USA-based compostable product manufacturer focused on replacing all single-use plastic products in the market. And for all the details, simply visit beyondgreen.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.